Welcome to the Animal Health Employment Insider, brought to you by The Vet Recruiter. In this podcast, executive recruiter Stacy Purcell, founder and CEO of The Vet Recruiter, provides insight and practical advice for both employers and job seekers in the animal health industry and veterinary profession. The Vet Recruiter's mission is to help animal health and veterinary employers hire top talent, while helping animal health and veterinary professionals attain career-enhancing opportunities that increase their quality of life. In today's podcast episode, we'll be talking about how to handle top candidates in the current market when they have the leverage. Hello, Stacy, and thank you for joining us today.
Hello, Samantha. As always, I'm glad to be here.
Stacy, we've talked about the candidate's job market in the past, specifically what makes a market, a candidate's job market. What are we going to be discussing today?
We're going to discuss strategies for dealing with and handling top candidates in this current job market. And I used the word leverage in the title of this episode for a reason. That's because leverage is an important factor in any job market. Those who have the leverage have the most options available to them. In the case of a candidate's job market, it's the top candidates who have the leverage.
So I would guess that handling top candidates when they have the leverage is much different than dealing with them when they don't have the leverage.
That's right. And top candidates have had the leverage for some time now, a matter of years, in fact. And the animal health and veterinary employers that handle these candidates in the best fashion are the ones that will ultimately have the most success when it comes to hiring them. I'd like to illustrate that with a hypothetical scenario, although this is a situation in which quite a few hiring managers have found themselves. Let's say that you have an open position that you want to fill. You whittle your short list of candidates down to about five, although there are two that you really want to hire. The problem is that those two candidates are not only interviewing with your animal health organization or veterinary practice, they're interviewing with three organizations apiece. So your top two candidates have a total of six options combined. You, on the other hand, have just two options. You could include the other three candidates to give you a total of five options, but it would still be less than the six options that your top two candidates have. So let's now say that you make an offer of employment to your top choice candidate. Now say they have received an offer from one of the other organizations which they were interviewing with at that time. They ultimately accept the other offer, and it's not yours. Perhaps they accepted your direct competitor's job offer. So then you make an offer of employment to your number two candidate. Yet again, they've already accepted an offer from another organization and are no longer in the job market. So now you're back to square one with zero options, although you still have your number three choice. Your top two choice candidates, on the other hand, had the flexibility to choose between multiple offers. In the final analysis, who had the leverage in that situation?
Well, those two candidates definitely had the leverage.
Yes, that's right, which means that they had more options from which to choose. And since that's the case, employers have to think more closely about how they interact with these candidates during the hiring and interview process. Samantha, I imagine that you've heard the phrase talent acquisition before.
Yes, I have.
Well, that phrase has been a buzzword of sorts in the employment marketplace for a number of years to loosely describe hiring. However, just like hiring is not like buying electronics, it's also not like going grocery shopping. You're not acquiring talent in the same way that you pick a piece of fruit off a tree. Top candidates, we know, do not grow on trees. So that kind of approach doesn't cut it in this current job market. Instead, organizations must attract talent. And actually, there's a step before that. You have to identify the talent first. But then again, that's almost like going grocery shopping. You can certainly identify which piece of fruit you want in the supermarket the same way that you can identify which candidate you want to fill your open position. But that's where the similarities end. You just can't pick up a candidate like a piece of fruit and carry them off. As we've discussed before, this is why online job ads are not that effective when it comes to hiring top talent. The best candidates are not looking at job ads, so they won't respond to the job ads. In fact, even if they saw a job ad posting, they probably would not respond to it. These candidates have to be attracted. You just can't acquire them by rolling out an online job advertisement. But even that is not enough.
It's not. Why is that?
Because once you successfully attract top candidates and convince them to enter your organization's hiring process, then you then must engage them and keep them in the process.
So just because they enter the hiring process doesn't mean they're going to stay in the process.
That's right.
And so how should animal health and veterinary employers engage those candidates?
Well, Samantha, that's a great question. And the answer is to find out what motivates them and then use those motivators as tools of engagement. And we've talked before about what is important to today's top candidates. Money is just one small piece of the overall puzzle. Candidates also want the following things. For example, they want opportunities for professional skills development, opportunities for advancement through the organization or the veterinary practice, better work-life balance and schedule flexibility, access to leadership and/or management opportunities. What hiring managers and company officials must do is emphasize these things during the interview and hiring process. They should definitely emphasize them in the job description, during the phone screen, and during the face-to-face interview. That way, you can attract these candidates with the things that motivate them the most and then continue to engage them with those things all the way through the hiring process.
And I imagine you also use those things to close the right candidate at the end of the process.
That's right. The hiring manager or hiring authority must rely on these motivators when making the offer of employment. They must emphasize them once again and make them prominent parts of the offer package. Even if you make a generous job offer in terms of salary, compensation, and benefits, you also have to make sure that the offer contains everything that would motivate the candidate to accept the offer. Remember, the top candidates have the leverage and they have more options, especially in this market. So that means as an employer, you must present your option as the best option to them. It's certainly not the only option, and that's why an employer must tap into what motivates these candidates and keep tapping into these motivators repeatedly. That's how you approach and handle the best candidates in this current job market.
And Stacey, unfortunately, we are almost out of time. Can you summarize all of this for us?
Yes, I certainly can, Samantha. So first, as we've discussed extensively, candidates have the leverage in this job market. This means that employers must approach them differently than they're used to, or maybe how they've approached them in the past during other types of job markets. There are four main things that hiring managers or veterinary practice owners or anyone else wanting to hire these top candidates must do. Those four things include: 1, identify who the top candidates are in the market. 2, attract the candidates with what they want or their motivators. 3, engage the candidates in a way that will keep them interested in the opportunity and the organization, once again using the motivators to help do so. And 4, close the top candidate by making a compelling offer of employment, one that contains all of the motivators that apply to that particular candidate.
So this is pretty much a blueprint for what animal health and veterinary employers should be doing.
A rough blueprint, yes, but it highlights the important steps of the hiring process and what organizations and veterinary practices should be doing during those steps. And there's one more thing I want to mention before our podcast episode is over today.
Of course. What's that?
Even if an organization is working with an animal health recruiter or veterinary recruiter, they must stick to this blueprint. They cannot expect the executive recruiter to do all of these things for them. Yes, the executive recruiter will definitely help the employer in every capacity possible, as much as possible. However, the candidate is ultimately going to work for the organization, not for the recruiter. Since that's the case, what the candidate wants to see is the employer making the effort. They want to see the employer engaging them during the hiring process and making them feel wanted during the negotiation phase of that process. If the executive recruiter does it and the employer does not, there's an excellent chance the candidate is still not going to feel as though the organization's animal health job or veterinary job is the next best option for their career.
And when you're dealing with candidates who have the leverage and have the options, you have to make sure that your option appears clearly better to them.
Correct. In fact, as an animal health employer or veterinary employer, you have to make sure that your organization's job opening appears to be clearly the best option for them. And doing that requires all of these things that we've discussed here today.
Well, Stacy, thank you so much for joining us today and for providing all this great information.
You're very welcome, Samantha, and thank you. Once again, it's been my pleasure, and I look forward to our next episode of the Animal Health Employment Insider.